Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my niggas? You already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast in the building, niggas. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Three Letter Man. You already know. A lot of talk about Brooklyn. A lot of talk about my borough I was born at, my niggas. Who's holding down Brooklyn in this battle rap shit? I'm going to start talking to a lot of these Brooklyn niggas in the next couple of days and see who's really holding down the fort. If you ask me, I'm going to go with Cortez. I'm going to go with Cortez for what, first off, longevity, how long he's been here, obviously, how much work he's put in, then battles he's had throughout his career. Cortez has been here since grind time. So off that alone, I got to give Cortez his props. Now, I know you got Steams, you got Wave, Mr. Wavy, Conceited. You know, Khan hasn't battled in a long time, but you got to throw him in there also. Math Hoffa, we don't know what's going on with Hoffa, but when we thought of Brooklyn battle rap, we did think of Hoffa first. That's the first name that we thought of probably, what, 2010, 2011, 2012, around that time there, because of all the work that Hoffa's put in to battle rap, but Hoffa's not the same Hoffa no more. You know, I don't even think his heart and soul is into battle rap. If you go and check my page, a couple months ago, before he battled Show Off, I interviewed him, and you could just tell Son's heart was not into battle rap no more. So, Math's still a legend, and yes, Math Hoffa's a fucking legend, but he's not active as he once was at one particular time. You know what I'm saying? And then you throw in Show Off. I like Show Off, and I know he's the face of RBE, but I don't think Show Off has yet had a standout battle. That battle that's really stood out to the masses. You know, listen, he just battled Ol' Red, and I had Ol' Red beating Show Off. You know what I mean? He's getting names, though, my niggas. You got the Big K's of the world. Ill Will, Swave Sever, so he's getting the names, the No Contract Killer. I respect Show Off, but I don't know if I will put him in as a, you know, the head nigga holding out Brooklyn when it comes to battle rap, regardless if he's a face at one particular league. I see Brooklyn Carter did his blog, and he had Cortez at the bottom. That's kind of blasphemy, Brooklyn Carter. And I'm not saying you don't get busy, my nigga, because truth be told, Brooklyn Carter, your battle with fucking Chess, I was fucking with that shit heavy, heavy. That battle is slept on. If new niggas never watch Brooklyn Carter and Chess, you're bugging. It was a dope-ass battle. My nigga, are you not really putting in work like that for us niggas to say, you know what I mean, that you that nigga right now, Brooklyn Carter? You know, and listen, I'm a Brooklyn nigga, but is our borough holding it down when it comes to battle rap? Harlem got the best battle rappers. Let's keep it real. Harlem got the best battle rappers. Shit, the Midwest, too, is over Brooklyn, in my opinion. I'm sorry, I had to keep it tall. There's no biasness in this show. I gain nothing by saying that. So the Midwest niggas has done more for battle rap. All that Verb, Hitman, I mean, Young Ill, Be Magic. That squad right there, if you're talking about like city-wise, Harlem in the Midwest really hold it down. Of course, you got Jersey, too. You know what I mean? But I'm going to get the guest in right now, man. I got to talk to this brother, see where he's at. Niggas hitting me on Twitter, yo, three-letter man, you got to holler at one of these Brooklyn niggas. I got to see how he feels, because I was thinking when I saw Brooklyn Carter and Cortez blog, I was like, I wonder what Wavy feels like when he sees that shit. I wonder how Show Off feels when he sees that shit. I wonder how Khan feels when he sees that shit, even though Khan ain't active like that. But also, I want to see how Steams feel like, man. Let me get my man Steemo in here, man. We go hard, man. Cake Life. What up? Steemo.
Yo, pardon me, my nigga.
What's good, fam? You're good, fam. How you, brother?
You feel me? Off rip.
Talk your shit, Steve. Talk your shit, my nigga.
the first thing I felt when I seen it is like, call him out, bro. So however he talking, that's how he's feeling. He going to ride. Let
right.
him go. You feel me?
Right.
When I seen the Cortez shit, I really ain't feel no kind of way. He was talking cool, you feel me, real regular handling his business as far as what he felt was right or wrong on his spectrum of what happened between me, him, and Carter. I mean, not me, but him and Carter.
Right.
But it got the end because now people was like, it wasn't that shit. You know, he showed love for you. Yeah, because personally, we good money. So it is love, and it's going to be that after the fact, before the fact, or whenever. You feel me? But when them last words right. came out, as far as battle rap, fuck everybody, I'm the best in this one. It's like,
you felt some type of way. You see,
you know
felt some type of way.
You ever been in a situation where a nigga talking and you right there with him the whole conversation? Yeah, you facts, bro. Facts. You get to the last part. Nah, you wildin' now. Like, you remember me? That's exactly how I was. Like, nah, you wildin' now. Like, don't get me wrong. You done put in plenty of work, plenty of pain. But it's just like, at the end of the day, I ain't even just going on pain, working. Oh, Brooklyn love me, my nigga. Like, come outside. Like, not saying come outside because he ain't no dormant nigga. He be around. But, like, let's be real. These streets fuck with me right now. Like, we not going to play this game. Brooklyn fuck with
but
me.
But Steams, hold on, my nigga. As an OG now, from the outside looking in, I put the Brooklyn suspects on the table. Obviously, mm-hmm. you, Cortez, Dot, Wavy, Jazz, Con, and Showoff. Am I missing anybody else? Are we putting Math in here? Math's not active. Is Math active though? Can we? I mean, evidently, when you think of Brooklyn,
if we debating on putting Math in, Con automatically gets took him out.
No, okay. So listen, I'm gonna throw Con in there. We're gonna throw Math in there, obviously, because when we think of battle rap, early stages of battle rap, URL, I'm talking about. Math was probably the first nigga, right? Matthew Core, but really Math was really holding the flag for BK, right?
Yeah. Math was number one for years.
But him not being active, I'm going to put him out. Now, where do you rank the niggas now? Because I'm going to say Cortez right now is number one.
You know, of course, like I just told you, I rank myself number one. And you feel me? And then... No funny shit. I don't got no order because that's the one thing. It's no slight to him or any of them. Even though, truthfully, all of them personally are good niggas with me. You feel me?
Right.
Niggas, just to be real, everybody is so close. You feel me? As far as the people that get that most mention, as far as dudes, because I don't really too much count Jazz when we talking this shit. You feel me? Even though Jazz, like, easily could be mentioned, like, as far as me mentioning her, because you mentioned her already.
Mm-hmm.
But easily, she could be in that mix. But without me going to a female, everybody's close, and actually not even saying her name or not saying her name, putting her in the mix, she in the same cluster with us.
Well, popularity-wise, because when I did a poll on Twitter,
she's
above. Telling me Jazz, so I was kind of shocked that a lot of niggas was riding for Jazz when I threw the question out there about Brooklyn, Steams.
Mm-hmm. I mean... Ain't nobody gonna let me. You feel me? They ain't gonna set us up battling, so I ain't gonna dispute it. If that's what the fans feel, salute to them.
Right.
Salute to Jazz. You feel me?
Do we need to see a Brooklyn though? Do we need to see a Brooklyn card where niggas is catching recto? Do we need that for battle rap? Something different.
I mean, we need Brooklyn to get back to what it was, like. Just don't, since battle rap is so big and so much more people now, it don't gotta be just Math and Cortez pulling down Brooklyn.
Right.
And with St. Louis, it's just, you know, only, well, at the
beginning, it, man.
The three headed arch. You feel me? Ill.
Right.
Ice Ill, Hitman, Verb. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Back then, them had Detroit. I'm talking about like city wise, not movement. Every city
right.
had like one or two niggas only. Brooklyn could have us and be lit. Cortez still cooking. Carter cooking. Show off. Jazz me. Wade. You feel me? Like, we out here cooking. So it could be a real, like, royalty setup with Brooklyn at the top of this whole shit. But if we asking for who home, I want my spot.
Mm. nigga say he want a spot. I'll tell you, Steve. What's going on with We Go Hard, though? It seems like you running that shit right now, Steve. It seems like you're the president, the controller, the soldier, holding the flag down. What's going on with We Go Hard? Good.
I ain't got no title yet, but I'm feeling like president out here, man. You feel me? I'm basically, for the foreseeable future, at the moment, excuse me, because I just got home, had to get something to eat.
No, you good.
For the foreseeable future, at the moment, I'm running the cards mostly, you feel me? With the help of my partner, feel me, investor, sponsor, friend, Nick Khan, you feel me? You call Maury. But for where my best, we're just trying to make something big happen, man. Just come together and make We Go Hard something you may never expect it. And at the same time, build this marketing thing and marketing for a period on promotion. Because his app, where my best app, it promotes so much more than just battle rap, you feel me? But he uses his outlet to bring us up. At the same time, after we get to a certain point, it could both help each other. And that was his vision. Mm.
Now, is that a We Go Hard? Are you gonna be rapping on that stage? Are you gonna be battle rapping on that stage? Or are you just monetizing what's going on?
I mean, this first big event that we got coming up in June 24th, right after Double mm-hmm. Impact. It's our first big card, as far as like, I mean, not first big card, but first huge card, I say. You feel me? Our biggest card, name and money wise. I'm not on that, but our next one, I'm already being, like, we're already working that out. So I just say soon, I'll definitely be doing that. And really more often after that, that's what I'll be doing. So shout out to all the leagues out there, but it's going to be hard to get me to do anything when I got, like, these situations that, real talk, like, battling for myself works out, is basically about to start working out for me in a very big way. Even, like, pay-wise, better than my URL battles, but I grew up on URL, so me not battling URL would never make sense to me personally.
Right. But so it's almost like Arsenal. It's like Arsenal. He got UW. He do his shit on UW. Mm-hmm. It's almost the same thing with you and We Go Hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, my nigga,
I don't really know the logistics of his situation.
Right. Any chance we getting you a chance on that Double Impact, my nigga? People asking these questions, teams.
I'm saying it's possible.
Oh, man. So, listen, I appreciate everybody that's going to be in that card, but that card without gun titles, man, feel kind of naked. Pause.
Even
you got to
admit
that
thing
a little bit, though, right?
It's not the same. Mm. We know who the headliners is. You feel me? And
right.
They I'm gonna say this though. They figured out a way to happen. You feel me? I just got worried on something they just added, and things they was working on before with that two battles that just went through that they wanted. And this card is gonna be dope. It's definitely gonna be worth the money, worth the watch. And worth the time, man. I know a few people that flew up already got their tickets and they flying out, so I just can't wait.
So I seen your blog, Steams, and you saying Chilla asking for a big grip, I guess, for you to get it popping.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a battle? Are we going to get that anytime 2017, next year? Because you got Danny. You and Danny have to. I know you wanted Danny for a hot minute, so you got off.
But
so,
I'm gonna say this. Just look at it this way. Me and Danny got done because of different circumstances, and not different circumstances, but it's easier to get a battle with Danny Myers than Chilla Jones. You feel me? Like with Danny Myers, you're offering me to Danny Myers, a person who's been shooting at you for mad long. Danny being who he is, a stand up nigga who anybody who comes his way. He ready to go. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
He might have said no before, but he was doing whatever he was doing. He had different situations going on. this time permitted it to happen, so it happened. Right now, the time is kind of permitting it for me in the chill of the battle. He's not doing nothing spectacular on another spectrum. You feel me? So it's like, it's here. You asking for all of this and that and that and this. Danny, I'm sure I know how he moves. You feel me? Like, battle rap ain't even, I think, his main outlet for his income-wise. You feel me?
Right.
It was like, oh, he wants this wreck like that? Let's go. Chilla got mad, to me, mad reasons to battle me. With the whole speculation from when I first came in, nigga trying to make it seem like I sound like the nigga, which wasn't true then. And now it's
that was Steve. That was the talk for a minute, though, my nigga. You know that, though. That was the talk
nah,
for a minute.
Nah, I remember it, but,
right.
But I'm going to keep it real. Yo, Boom locked up. Shout out to my bro, Boom. Whenever I hit Boom.
Word, free Boom.
XX friends, when Boom come home, which is going to be soon, the people, you feel me? When he come
a
home,
word?
He can tell you. I always tell him, yeah, not too long. It ain't right here, but before
right.
You know it, he'll be right in front of your face. The
gotcha.
Nigga, I tell you, he the reason I got his battle Chiller. When we battled and he said, listen, Chiller's young was two, in my mind, I said, I'm going to smoke this nigga just because of you. Just because you said that I'm going at it. You feel me? Like, it was just a automatic in my head. When a nigga put that type of energy or that type of thing in the world, I know battle rap. Niggas will take some shit that ain't even almost true, halfway true, but if it get a roar the first time, it's another battle who's going to use that angle. Period. It's been like that since the beginning of the time. Anything a nigga say that get any type of back feedback, another nigga gonna use it and try to do it better or whatever he gonna do.
I think you. Do you think Chiller feels because he battled Arsenal and his name's like that, that he's like, all right, my nigga, I'm battling a legend like Arsenal. You know, Steams, we don't see him that much. He battles here and there. So, you know how this battle rap works, Steams. Unfortunately, I wish he was just battling this battle, but you know what I mean?
Bro, how much did he battle? And then, yeah, he just battled Arsenal. But that's
and King
not
of the
like
Dot. He battled King of the Dot
on.
Also. I know he battled somebody on King
of the
Dot also.
He battled Jonah, right?
It was Jonah, yeah.
That battle was ass shit.
I'd rather see you in Steam. I'd rather see you in Chiller than him and Jonah. Chiller.
You see, my nigga,
but we keep it to talk.
Let's be real. We going to talk. I mean, I guess maybe somebody who's going off nostalgia. Instead, you would want to see
right.
Arsenal and Chiller more than you want to see me and Chiller. Let's be real. Anybody who knows anything or who's really into, like, dope lyricism, especially who's into dope lyricism, wants to see me versus Chiller. You feel me? You could run through what's inevitable all you want, but something that's inevitable is inevitable. You feel me? That's kind of how I feel about it. The nigga said, I'm going to talk to you after I see what you do with Danny. It's done. I'm like, talk to me. I don't hear no words. Like, niggas ain't chatting back. What happened? I'm still over here hollering. You feel me? I ain't doing too much. I ain't saying too much. I'm minding my business. Flying. I want work. I forgot. I want all types of rap. Talk like dude, these niggas get me annoyed, bro. Like, I used to be the humblest nigga chilling. Like, nah, you can't be that way because these niggas seem to think they can get over. It's been too long I've been in your realm. I'm not settling for short. And no funny shit, the niggas who booking my battles at this point said they're not settling for short. So I'm not even mad at that. You feel me? It's just like simple and plain. Y'all niggas got to come correct. I ask for all the right people. Niggas just be acting crazy, man.
Let me ask you a question, Steams. Hold on real quick. Your first URL battles against AJ Double, right?
I never battled AJ Double.
Not AJ Double. No. Who was you for your first battle? It was like in a dark. It was like the screen was kind of like black and white. Who was that against again? Was that
Brooklyn Carter?
Brooklyn Carter. Yo, that's just when me and niggas was like, yo, niggas gotta watch Steams though. Niggas gotta watch Steams. What Steams was doing out here. But something went left those teams where fans started getting at you like, oh, we don't like how Steams flow and the PG
Anubis.
Step. The Anubis, my pardon self. Sorry, Brooklyn Carter. We're going to, no disrespect to that. It's Anubis we're talking about. Pardon self, Steams. What happened?
No, but it, the Chilla, the Brooklyn battle was what we were talking about, and now you're right. We got into the Anubis battle was when shit went left. You feel me? Nigga said I was PG stepping, I was reaching, and I was getting gas. All of the above just triggered into a downfall. Like, niggas just stopped fucking with me, period. You feel me? And then every battle after that was like an uphill climb. So with me slipping in certain battles, it made it no better. You feel me? So it's even to the point where most of these niggas, like in the last year and a half, 2 years, I've been painting. I've been doing real well in all of my battles. My definition really since the Young Cannon shit, I really can't say I took a loss. You feel me? Niggas won't even know to see it. You feel me? So
yeah, but I don't. What happened with you and Danny though? Because a lot of people they wasn't too happy with the battle. What you think happened to you and Danny when you look at it now? Or niggas just reaching or just complaining as usual? Well, us battle rap fans be doing sometimes and not just appreciate the battle for what it is.
Can I just be real, bro? I feel like this. The battle's fire. It was a little bit too much stopping for as a crowd. You feel me? Like, that's something I definitely wanted to be mindful for as the future and future battles, to shoot through that sometimes. You feel me? Certain spots, too, to definitely shoot through it because certain sequences need to be heard by the, like, in completion. You feel me? But other than that, yeah, son, it's mad hate. Like, I don't know. Like, you can always tell the difference between constructive criticism and the niggas who got something to say because they pushing an agenda.
Right. Big difference. Criticism and niggas trying to hate on a nigga. Big difference.
You feel me? Like a lot of niggas in that unbiased group and used to be angry fan group, I wouldn't know what them niggas be saying anymore because I've been out of that shit like been there 2 years. You feel me? But I'm in unbiased. And
right.
Some niggas like, bro, say all types of random dumb shit, and it don't even be just about me. You feel me? So then I just had to realize, even one day, I think this was the real day, I had an epiphany. I'm watching some battle and ran into a few like YouTube comments, started reading them. It wasn't even my battle. Niggas was saying mad shit that be getting said and unbiased. When I realized that, I said, oh, nah, these niggas is the Illuminati. They everywhere pushing their agenda. You feel me? I'm dead serious. Niggas just move everywhere pushing their agenda. So what niggas don't realize is that when the more they say it, they in different places saying shit, voting, doing all types of shit to try to push their agenda, it makes things look a certain way. You feel me? So y'all going all this hard to say what? It's nothing nobody in the world could ever tell me about Danny Myers' battle, bro. I ain't going to lie. It's certain situations, it's just nothing to talk about. That man didn't survive that day. The only ground you can give him is the first round. Other than that,
it's debatable, those teams.
Away.
You would agree, those debatable, those teams? A lot of people
really
feel it's debatable.
I'm not even trying to be funny, bro. I understand that might be your opinion.
Right.
But I really, truly, in my heart, second round, I left him. Third round, he had his little long situation about battle rap and how he fucked up long and hard.
Yo, you know what? Me and Jay Black, when we were discussing you and Danny Myers' battle, we discussed the same thing you're talking about right now. Why he gave? I don't know if you saw Jay Black's recap.
Yeah, blog. He gave me the battle, and I
yeah, he gave you the battle
right after you finished.
No, yeah, go ahead. Comment. I just want to let you know, me and Black were discussing that. He was like, nah. He was pointing out why he felt to me on the phone, me and going back and forth, why he gave you the W.
Can I keep you completely honest about that blog? Because I watched it. And
of course.
I with Jay Black.
Of course.
And his shit, even though I noticed he don't truly that much fuck with me, but that doesn't matter because I fuck with his work and what he does is blog about what we do. You feel me? So, long story short, bro, it felt like he didn't even want to give me the win. You feel me? Like, I'm watching it, and he's like, Steve, you got it, but you did this, but did this. And it's like, well, I can't stop niggas from yelling. You feel me? If you notice, through the whole battle, I'm telling niggas not to say nothing. You feel me? I'm looking at the niggas who I know is my niggas, because niggas try to make like the whole fucking crowd with my friends. I don't know how that happened. You feel me? I'm telling niggas, boy, looking right in their direction, don't say nothing. Shut up. Every time a nigga say, you hear a small quote during Danny Raps or any, yo, I'm looking at niggas. responding to whoever said it because I'm not with none of that. But niggas, like, basically take points away from me for that. Cool. It makes no difference. The nigga Danny wasn't talking about too much of nothing after a certain point. His first round, he was blacking. No funny shit. He was blacking. After that, I said shit wasn't resonating with me. Like, I can't lie. Like, even the disrespectful talk wasn't fuck with my disrespectful talk. Nigga said some dumb fabricated story about shooting a condom in a crib. Like,
Steams, trust me, nigga. Niggas told me, shut the fuck up. I said, yo, when the battle came, I was like, I don't know, nigga. I might give Danny the way. He was like, yo, my nigga, shut the fuck up. Steams won that shit. I'm like, my nigga, I fuck with Steams. I might give it to Danny, but he's like, no, nigga, watch that shit again and again. Steams got the W. I'm like, all right, my nigga, I'm watching it again and again.
Niggas
was really coming at me.
How? Like, no
funny
shit, I couldn't even see it. The nigga truly in my, like, what was he talking about after his first? Ball with the rest. Then the little shit that be annoying me with this shit is why I just stopped talking about battles. I feel like
right.
I get graded by different rules than everybody else. You feel me?
I agree.
Like,
you know what? I think there's a lot of battle rappers that do get graded. I think you, John, there's a few niggas that do get, I agree with that.
Bro,
I totally agree with that.
Understand, if it was a certain battle, Danny wouldn't even be able to speak to me about a win because he wasn't nowhere near as direct as me. You feel me? Now, if he was a certain different, if I was a certain person and he was a certain, you feel me? Like, it just be wicked. The nigga wasn't even talking to me half the time. You feel me? Like, that battle rap sequence, what was that even a fucking bout? Had nothing to do with me. My whole third, I'm talking about him, shit he did, his shorty, kids, and even when I did the old kid shit and girl shit, I never said shit that other niggas said, trying to live off it. I made bars about having a lot of kids or shit that pertains to a chick. You feel me?
Did you think he OD'd? Did you think he OD'd with the chest talk, though? With the chest talking, too?
What chest talking?
Well, by him bringing up chest a couple of times in the battle, you think that was like OD a little bit?
Now, look, this is another, I'm glad you mentioned that. Another thing back about the, nothing is OD because he didn't violate, you feel me?
Right.
But
no, I'm saying OD, I'm saying just keep talking about it. Like one round, the second round, you talk about it, his name again. You're not battling my bro, you battling me, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, nah, but it's shit I expect at this point. It don't really never get to me. But it just shows, once again, different rules, different grades. I went first, right? I was the first to rap. He was the last to rap. Oh, no, did he rap first and I rap second?
I
rap first.
You rap first. You rap first, dude.
All right. In my first round, I said some shit like, if you gonna miss in chess success, stop, chump. I'm from the Army. Little bro supposed to be on the top bunk. Now, from near on, anytime you mention that, I already addressed it. But that, like, really old rules, those words that you use against that person at that, from then on,
right.
Null and void. I made sure that I said, this is the only thing you have to say to me. Spent the battle talking about the kid, like my bro, like, you hear me? Niggas will not mention none of that. This be little shit I be talking about. But I let niggas move on, because I already said, fuck it, what am I arguing about an old battle for? I got a new battle to do. My league is flourishing. I'm about to bring it to a whole new level. Let niggas hate. Because in 2 seconds, I already see it. They're not going to...
Does it get frustrating when niggas try to play divide and conquer with you and Chess? And that y'all niggas, you could tell y'all niggas are genuinely bros and shit?
It don't get frustrating to me. It frustrates me when it frustrates him. You feel me?
Got you.
Like, before the Danny shit, bro, he was really tight. Like, boy, these niggas don't respect your shit. You got to really cook something. This is why I went into the Danny shit so angry, like, my nigga, I'm going to really talk to you. Like, you don't understand. There's some shit going on that you don't kind of got nothing to do with. You feel me? It's these niggas, and they are part of you. So I'm coming at you trying to eliminate them. You feel
right.
me? Make them feel insecure about saying you won, about saying certain things about me. Like, these be the things I do things for. But then I realize at some point, it's no way you could stop a nigga from saying something because these niggas say shit that don't make sense every day.
That is true.
You understand? You're sitting in these chat and you'll watch a post and then see 30 niggas agree and be like, what? Like, are you old, dumb? Like, it can't be this contagious. Like, y'all old, dumb? Y'all don't all believe this nigga better than this nigga. And it's like, nah, this shit clear as day obvious. Like, what are we talking about? Like, certain niggas are just around because of certain things. Like, when are we all going to categorize things as real life? Like, it's what it is. Certain people you know, like Tech N9ne, you know he was around for entertainment value. You are never going to tell nobody he was better than somebody else. Like, you feel me? Like,
that was the first Mr. Summer Madness. You know what I mean? Let's be clear.
And see, I love when niggas do this, bro, because I really love battle rap. I was all around. I watched niggas try to make his reign longer than what it was. He tore that first song Madness the fuck up.
Yeah, son.
What did he do after that?
That DNA battle fucked him up, those teams. That DNA battle, after that shit went left, fam.
Then Cortez battle that got vaulted, I was in the building. That was the same night.
Oh, he was in the building for that, okay.
I was on stage with Rock. You feel me?
Mm.
Little shit, you feel me? That'll tell you that I was, you feel me? It was the same night. The day Magic battle Rock, me and Magic was in my hood that weekend on Friday. Saturday, I met up with him, came to the battle with him. You feel me? The nigga Cortez obliterated him. Bill Collector stalked him, sitting in a seat, and he's an entertainer.
On a UW joint, yeah,
like,
I was on UW.
You gotta really remember, like, and then, this season, like, I'm gonna get on my car to shit, on some say the shit niggas are scared to. Nah, cause niggas be scared to say a lot of shit.
Yo, Carter and Chess was fire, though, Steams. Carter and Chess was fire, too, though. Carter and Chess was fire, too, when we throw it out there. Yeah, that was a good fight.
Salute. That's fucking godly, like. I think, like, that and Chess and Dougie is, like, the highest we go hard battle as far as you can. You think it's in the 200,000.
Right.
I think Chess and Dougie is 300,000 on we go hard channel. You feel me? But, yeah, that's saying shit niggas scared to. Real shit, bro. Niggas be dead showing certain niggas love or for having two good battles. And dead legacy is off of two good battles when it was lit. Like, if you had two good battles around that golden age, niggas are dead let you rock for losses on the numerous occasions. Like, if we would, like, I could be corny, sit, like, I'll probably do this shit on a blog one day. I'm going to wait till these niggas really piss me off because it's going to be one of them to do it. I already see it. I be knowing, and I think it's going to be Big T, because I heard him say about he got to shut me up, but the nigga dead don't be ready to take the battle. But then told a nigga on a smaller league he'd take the battle with them. My nigga, stop playing with me. I'm not taking no battle. And shout out to Son on that smaller league, because that's my nigga, and I do it.
Right.
Definitely doing business with him. But he got a down URL. Stop playing. Feel me? I had them ask you plenty of times. You turned it down. You going to take it from Son? No. How about that? Like, that nigga's bugging. Nigga's bugging, bro. Niggas had two good ones, bro. I ain't heard a hard line since you got the piece behind somebody's head.
Oh, damn. You take it back to the K-Shine joint. You take it back to K-Shine battle on Summer Madness. Damn. That's Summer Madness 3? Jesus. Oh,
how many
man.
Niggas have Shine and smoked since then? Shine's still cooking shit. Mind you, he got
Shine's still cooking, though.
See, and this illusion, niggas don't, niggas, it be shit that be obvious that niggas won't say, bro. It's
yo,
clear
T,
that
hold on,
situation to him.
Yeah, definitely. T did have a good, I thought the T battle with Shotgun wasn't that bad, those teams.
Okay. It was.
And the Danger Zone battle?
But I think the Danger Zone battle, he was fire. Is that the battle when
he killed Danger Zone.
He had a fire battle. That was, okay.
He murdered Danger Zone, and I was shocked.
Yeah. I remember that. I heard about that. Then you recycled against the little boy. You mean shout out to Rap B. You feel me? You recycled against the young man. We remember that. You feel me?
Yeah.
And you're in this fuck a vet. That because I'm a vet. Niggas is like pioneers almost. Like I don't know. You gotta get a bigger word for niggas like T. You feel me? Niggas been here. Niggas is the original. Fuck that. That's a good word for niggas. Niggas is original. Blame yourself. You feel me? Because then niggas will say I'm corny if I really go on my hand and say, all right, let's count from battles when niggas came in. Deacon Force, Hitman, Surf.
Oh, you talking about that class? Wow.
You feel me?
Ice Pack, so, yeah. Richie.
No, I'm
the
not
is all them niggas.
People. I'm going through Big T's battles.
Deacon oh, Big T.
Floyd,
okay, Big T. Charlie Clips.
Floyd,
Charlie Clips.
Hitman, Charlie Clips.
Surf.
Shine.
Damn. Shine, yes.
So I fronted on him. That's
damn.
Five good battles.
Yes, now T can put in work. I thought T was the first one that beat Charlie. T for me, people say the battle's debatable, but I thought Big T was a. I had Big T beating Charlie Clemson's first W and shit. Mm-hmm.
I never gave that battle to Big T.
You never gave that W
to nah, and this is not no hating shit because he was super fired, and I to this day, that's like one of the classics. You feel me? He
his
was
second
super
was fire.
But he.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even me not seeing that battle in years, I could always remember the way I felt. That niggas, the crowd, and see, this be enough niggas. That's a pure example of old gas that niggas would never say nothing about. You feel me? Because it was such
right.
a dope situation. But Charlie was tearing him up and got half the reaction. You feel me? That nigga TSA, I'll be down on such and such block, spin the corner and hit you. Niggas went off.
Oh, man. So, Steamo, man, let me ask you. So, break down the card for me before we wrap it up. Here. Your card's June 24th. Who do we know that's on the card or people that we don't know is on the card?
Okay, damn, I'll read that later. All right, the people you know is on the card,
right.
You know most of the people, basically. But I'm gonna start from the note for the people you don't know, not nobody, the people you don't know. Jay Slash versus Captain Live, Streak versus Don Dollars. Matter of fact, Streak is not battling Don Dollars. Don Dollars is battling XL. You feel me?
Oh, XL? That's my nigga right there.
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen this the Gritty versus Stewie Newton battle.
I did watch a little bit. I didn't finish watching that. Nah. I was watching some bullpen shit. John just put me on too. The last couple of days,
okay.
I'm trying to watch that battle and shit.
Okay. Boom. At the end of the battle, Gritty and Reaper basically jumped Stewie. You feel me? So we setting up Reaper and Stewie, but it wound up having to be pushed back to a later event because Reaper got a few URL obligations coming up.
Okay.
We switched that for Ishmoolah versus Cortez. You feel me?
Yeah, Cortez say, Cortez tell me he's on the car, though. He did put that bug in my head a while ago and shit, though.
Jay versus Bonnie Godiva.
Jay 400 block?
No, Jay, my sister, who's been battling. I don't know if you've seen her battles. She battled a bunch of dudes recently. You feel me?
No, I got to peep that word. Bonnie's on the card, though, okay?
Yeah, Bonnie's on the card. Believe me, you will be refreshed when you see Jay.
No, I got to do my homework then, Justine. I got to do my homework.
Guaranteed.
It's all good. I got homework.
You feel me? Shout out to the only 2-on-2 on the card. Home Team versus Footage. Dougie and King Money versus Chase and Hayes. Chase and Hayes are not that well known, but they are a serious 2-on-2. And I'm glad it's on this big event, so they'll be known more nationally as a 2-on-2. You feel me? Bangs versus Daylight, that's gonna be crazy.
Days on the card.
Yeah, Daylight on the card.
Wow, come the round, my nigga. Leave the antic bullshit somewhere else, my G. We want to hear fucking
yeah,
bars,
definitely.
My guy. Facts, my nigga. Come on.
And just to let niggas
just
know,
just come the round. Bring it into the bars, my guy.
Rhyme, he will be battling me on We Go Hard in the near future. For me, this is a
I think, see, if you and Daylight battle, he's going to give you the respect, those teams, knowing that you know
mm-hmm.
that you're holding it down for We Go
I
Hard.
I believe that because
you know what
gotta, like, I speak to the nigga personally. But, you know, the investors and shit like that be wanting certain things. And
right.
if he just give us half of what we do, you feel me, what we need from on that battle, it's going to be epic. You feel me?
Give you some shit like when he battled Lotta, some Rich Dollar shit, when he battled Rich Dollar, some Lotta shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You know what I mean? The
Lotta
battle was fire, babe. Yeah, son. She was fire.
When you get a nigga with a pin in front of him, he really come out to play.
Facts.
I mean? And that's the shit I'm with.
Chilla, Clips. I like those Daylight battles I fuck with. other bullshit. Like, so, you know what I mean?
Speaking of Charlie Clips.
Spit, you come and spit.
Charlie Clips versus Gwitty, main event. And we going to set that bitch off.
Wow. Charlie. All right, that's what it is. Well, Steams, I appreciate you rocking me, my nigga. I'm trying to see what this Brooklyn talk's about. That's been heavy on social media. Who's holding out BK in battle rap? Cortez got his chest out. Brooklyn Carlin got his chest out. I'm pretty sure somewhere my nigga Mr. Wavy, that's my dude. He feels some type of way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But appreciate you, my brother. You know what I mean?
Definitely, definitely. Most respect, and I appreciate you. Holla at me.
All right, Steve, you already know what it is, brother.
Definitely. Take life.
Yes, sir. You already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast. Just had to get Steams on here right quick. Talk that Brooklyn shit. Everybody on social media is talking. Who's holding out BK? So I just want to get Steams' opinion on the Brooklyn card and Cortez shit. You already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast in the building. Subscribe to the channel. My Jay Black and versus Three Letter Man shit is up right now. You can also check out my Doggy Diamonds. Me, Doggy Diamonds, and Jay Black going back and forth. Once again, shout out to everybody listening. Good night. One.